A prominent part of this week's parsha, Parshas Kisavai, are the klalos, said at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, just before Bnei Israel are about to go into Eretz Israel. This parsha is also always read 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, so we're in a position of Tichla Shana v'Klilaseha. Let all the curses, let all the terrible things be over before the new year starts, that this year should end and we should have used up all the negative. Indeed, it's been such a terribly difficult year that we're kind of just waiting for it to be over so that we can start with the brachas. These klalos are different than the other time we have klalos in our Chumash, which is in Parshas Bechukosai, because those were said directly by Hashem and are half the size, meaning there are 49 klalos there instead of the 98 in this week's Parsha, which were said by Moshe Rabbeinu, of course coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but said by him. The most difficult question to answer for anyone who is starting on a journey of exploring Judaism, indeed, the hardest question to answer ourselves, the most difficult question that even Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time with, is the question of Yisurim, of difficulties, of challenges, specifically when they happen to good people. Why do good people suffer? Why is life so hard? Why do we need klalos at all? Why do we need Yisurim? Why do bad things happen? I don't have a good answer, but I don't feel bad about that because even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get an answer. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu this question, and Hashem's response to him was, V'ra'isa es achoirai upanai lo yera'u. You're going to see my back, you will not see my face, you will never see my front. Meaning, the way the Mefarshim interpret this, after the fact, after the whole history of the whole world is done, then maybe, from the back, you'll get your answer, and maybe you'll understand, but not now, not while it's happening, not while it's still in front of you. When Rabbi Akiva was killed in a terrible way by combs pulling off his flesh, and Rabbi Akiva, who had gone through so much, who had done so much, who had, at the age of 40, just started to discover what it means to learn Torah, built a yeshiva, lost his yeshiva, built his yeshiva again. And now, after teaching Torah to so many, he was being literally pulled apart. The Malachim came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said to him, Zu Torah v'zu schera? Is this what happens to a person who learns Torah? Is this the end that is appropriate for somebody who was so good? On Yom Kippur, we're going to read it's really a kina, a piyut, in the Shemoneh Esrei, in the Musaf, Eila Eskara. And there we have this story. And we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu's response. And Hashem says to him, Ansa bas kol mishamayim. A bas kol comes out from Shemayim. Im eshma koil acher. If I hear one more voice, Malachim, if I hear one more question, Ehefeich es ha'olam lamayim. I'm going to turn the entire world to water. Lezayhu vavayhu. Ashis hadoimayim, gzeira hi milfanai kabluha mishashay das yomayim. This is a gzeira that I have declared, and you have to accept this as a gzeira. Otherwise, I'm going to turn the whole world back to sayhu vavayu. You know, we're going to have to go back to the beginning. And the question is, this was a very legitimate question that was being asked. So why this response? Why this harsh response? They made a lot of sense, the Malachim, asking this question. So why this answer? It would be like a person who does very well on a test and knows that they got all the answers right, and when they get the test back, they see that they failed the test, and they go to the teacher, and they tell the teacher, I don't understand my mark on this test, and the teacher says, be quiet, or I'm going to tear it up, and you're going to fail this course. It's a good question. What's the answer? So I saw once, I don't remember who it's from, a mashal of a king who wanted a very specific suit. He said, I want a suit that nobody else in the world will ever have this suit. So not only do I want a special tailor to sew the suit for me, I want to make sure that the material is unique, that nobody has ever had or will ever have this type of material again. So he had somebody weave for him beautiful material and just enough for his suit. And it was woven with silk and with gold, with real gold and silver strands woven throughout. and it took 6 months for the tailor to make this perfect suit. When the suit was finished, the king put it on, and he felt very good, but one of his advisors said to him, "You know, I bet that the tailor made more material than he actually needed for your suit. And what he's going to do, this tailor, is that he's going to use this material, he's going to sell the material, and he's going to make his money on this material. And then there will be other people who are going to have a suit like yours, Your Majesty." And the king had no peace. The king could not calm himself down. He stopped being able to enjoy his suit because he was so upset about the fact that other people may one day have this material and have a suit like his. So he called the tailor in and he started to yell and berate the tailor. And he said, "How dare you? I told you to just make enough material for my suit." And the tailor said, "I did. I just made 5 meters of material, and that's all that you have in your suit." And the king said, "I don't believe you. Can you prove it to me?" And he said, "I can't really prove it to you, because the only way I can prove it to you is by taking apart your suit." And the king thought about it, and after a while said, "You know, I'm having no pleasure for my suit in any case. Show me, prove to me that you used all the material in my suit." So the tailor said, "I made 5 meters, and here they are." And he took the jacket of the king, and he started to tear it apart. And he says, "You know, most jackets only have 2 cuffs, but I made you 2 cuffs plus a lining. And I put in the pants, I put in 2 layers of lining so that they should be durable." And he slowly takes all the material apart and he lays it out on a table and he brings his measuring rod and he shows the king that exactly 5 meters of material were in the suit. And he says, "Your Majesty, here's the 5 meters, but Your Majesty, you no longer have a suit." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the same thing to the Malachim. He says, "I know you would like to understand what is happening to Rabbi Akiva, but in order to show you what's happening to Rabbi Akiva, I have to start the entire world again and take it back to Tohu Vavohu and unravel everything. And then and only then will you be able to see and understand why this had to happen to Rabbi Akiva. But right here, right now, you have to trust me that this is the best thing for Rabbi Akiva and the best thing for our entire world." I know a woman who was a survivor who used to say that, "I have a lot of questions, but I know that the answers I'm only going to get up there, and I'm not rushing to get there, so I'm not asking the questions." The basic premise is that it must be good for us, ultimately, in our eternal world, in our world that will last forever. Whatever suffering we go through in this world, it has to be for our good. The pasuk says, "Rabbis ra'os tzaddik u'mikulan yatzilena Hashem." A tzaddik could go through very many hard times, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him from them. There are 676 words in the Klalos. That's the gematria of the word ra'os, 676. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shem Havaya, which is the gematria of 26, is written 26 times in the Klalos, which is also the gematria of 676, which means that the ra'os that are coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a reason. As difficult as it is for us to see and understand that reason, knowing that it's coming straight from Hashem should give us some level of strength and of resilience, understanding that even if we don't know the plan, at least there's a plan. At the end of the Klalos ends with Ela Divrei Habris. These are the words of the covenant. It's interesting that something else is a bris. When we're talking about salt, a couple of times it comes up. The kol karbon minchascha b'melech timlach. Whenever you bring up a mincha, make sure that you pour salt on it. V'lo tashbis melach bris. And don't ever stop putting the melach bris alekecha me'al minchasecha. Don't ever stop putting the melach, which has a bris of Hashem on it. Salt and yusurim both have the word bris and are similar. Salt sweetens the meat, softens it, and makes it much better. Yisurim, challenges, difficulties, they play the same role. Ki es asher ye'ahav Hashem yochiach. The one that Hashem loves, he's the one that he is going to berate. He is the one that he's going to chastise, says Shlomo HaMelech HaMishlei, u'cha'av es ben yirtzeh. And when Hashem gives us challenges and Hashem gives us Yisurim, it's like a father who is looking out for his child and saying, I have to redirect my child. This is my child and I want to take care of him. And I see that something is going wrong and I'm going to redirect it. The hardest month in our calendar is Chodesh Av, and it's not a mistake that it's called Av as a father, and it's called Chodesh Menachem Av. He gives us the Yisurim to wake us up, to move us, to help us become better, and then he's there to comfort us. Therefore, Ela Divrei HaBris, these are the words of the covenant. We have a covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the most important thing, that we don't fall asleep and lose that bris and lose that covenant. So he shakes us and wakes us and it hurts, like salt burns us too. But we have to know and believe that it is for our good. And often we don't see why and we can't understand it, but we believe that rabbis ra'is, there are many bad things that happen tzaddik to a tzaddik, but Hashem will protect us, and Hashem will save us, and not from all of them, meaning, of course, terrible tragedies happen, but perhaps through all of them, we become the nation that we need to be. We hope and we daven that we are indeed coming to a place of Tichle Shana V'Kilalei Seha, that this year that has brought with it so many difficulties and hardships, should be over. And we should get to a place of the new year should start with the brachas that are promised to us.